Hundreds of Israeli settlers have stormed into a Palestinian town in the occupied West Bank, setting fire to dozens of cars and homes. Angry Israeli mourners chanted revenge at a funeral for one of four Israelis killed by Palestinian gunmen. The next day, hundreds of settlers marched down to the Palestinian town of Turmus Aya and set fire to cars, homes and trees. Mayor Lafi Adib said some 30 houses and 60 cars were partly or totally burned. In Nablus, several surrounding villages saw cars and buildings also torched by angry Israelis as firefighters fought overnight to extinguish the blazes. The settler attacks come as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced plans to build 1,000 new settler homes in response to the deadly shooting. Farhan Haq, deputy spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, has called Israeli settlements a flagrant violation of international law, adding,
"They're a major obstacle to the realization of a viable two-state solution and a just, lasting and comprehensive peace."
The settler attacks and Netanyahu's call for more settlements has threatened to further raise tensions after days of deadly fighting in the West Bank. I'm Karen Chamas.